And we're back here on Alaska Homewise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Ilya Benish is here telling us about permafrost. Let's say I've already built my house on permafrost, and now it's starting to settle a little bit. What advice can you give on leveling out my house and avoiding disaster in the future?
Well, unfortunately, that happens to a lot of people, less nowadays, but a lot of the older homes that were built in the lowlands certainly had those issues. And it's a relative question. I mean, how much settling is too much? And generally, you know, windows and doors start to bind or crack, and you don't want it to get that far along. So it can be hard to get an actual measurement without a transit. But once you've determined that you've got a house that's out of level, one common approach is hydraulic bottle jacks, and if you can get under the beams that are supporting the house and raise it with bottle jacks, that's a pretty inexpensive way to go. Some of the house moving companies, they'll actually have airbags that they inflate, and those will gradually raise the house. Then you can put more support structure underneath it, more fill as required. There's also another old school way of doing it, although these guys are getting less common, and that's called a railroad jack, and it's actually a mechanical jack, similar to a hydraulic jack, except it uses a lever, and that can slide up under a 4-inch space, basically, so it can fit under a very low space under the ground. You crank the levers, and it basically raises the building mechanically. A couple of the rental places in town still have those, and those are quite useful. But ultimately, is raising the building up and either putting new posts under it, or in some cases, you may actually want to slide I-beams under the whole thing, and that'll rebalance and resupport the structure and keep it level for future adjustments.
Over the life of my home, what advice can you give on keeping permafrost from causing problems with my foundation or my property in general?
Well, you do everything you can, but sometimes Mother Nature does what she wants. You just try to minimize some of those effects as much as you can, and that goes back to good drainage. Direct the groundwater away from your foundation, you know, whether it's running down in the spring or coming off of your roof, so gutters are a great idea. Downspouts should kick out, you know, I'd say 5 or 6 feet away from the building to ensure that water doesn't pool under the house. Good shading, very important. If you can do this with large roof overhangs, planting or keeping extra trees, or even having a wraparound deck, anything that keeps direct sunlight from basically hitting underneath the house or near the house where it can start thawing the ground. And make sure that you've got good airflow under there. You don't want to store a bunch of stuff under your house that's going to stop that air from flowing or from building any kind of skirting that's going to trap hot air that leaks out of the house floor.
Is there a way to tell if land is full of permafrost just by looking at it? So if I can't get a expensive soil test or someone to come out and look at the soil, is there a visual inspection that I can do?
Well, there are some indicators. They're definitely not 100%, you know, sort of positive ways to tell whether you have permafrost or not, but there are certainly areas in Fairbanks where you can pretty much assume there is permafrost based on, one, looking at the other houses that are already there in the area and what kind of foundations they have. And if you're down in the flats or on the north side of a hill and you've got the little black spruce trees and the green moss, that's often an indicator that there is something going on underneath the soil because it just can't support the bigger root structure in a bigger tree. But it's not a guarantee. I mean, you could be on a north-facing rocky hillside, that's just fine. But sort of as a general sort of idea, when you see those kinds of vegetation, it could be a clear indicator. And going back to that, it is areas on north-facing hillsides that are prone to permafrost. And anything sort of in the ground in the flats in Fairbanks that's well-shaded, has a thick ground cover, may have it. What can be misleading, too, is you may have really good looking ground that has permafrost underneath it. And this happens too. I've got a piece of property that faces west just 2 miles from town. It's got gigantic white spruce trees on it, beautiful birch trees and aspen trees. We had it drilled, and the issue there was that the permafrost started 9 feet down. And at 9 feet, they hit 3 feet of clear ice basically down that whole hillside. So there's enough seasonally thawed soil and thawed soil underneath that that it can support the root structure on a really big tree. But underneath that, there's no guarantee that you might not have ice. You know, and driving around a neighborhood, if you see a lot of houses on posts, that's a pretty good indicator. Some areas, you know, around Farmer's Loop in the low-lying areas, out in Gulfstream, lower parts of Murphy Dome Road, You know, there's certainly permafrost in those areas. Sometimes some of the older houses were put on conventional foundations, and they're still around, and they're starting to sag, and it's pretty obvious when you look at the gutters, and the gutters are doing one thing, and the roof is doing another, that maybe there's some permafrost there.
With the changing Arctic climate, I assume there's going to be more melting permafrost around the state. What do you think?
Well, that could be true. The university has done some studying on that. They've got several permafrost experts there, and they've done some modeling based on, you know, what our current temperatures are and seasonally and what they have been, and kind of extrapolated that out. And they went out 20 years, and they decided, you know, based on that, that it's entirely possible that within 20 years we could be seeing a pretty significant thawing effect happening. And part of this happening in this sort of short window of time is the fact that the permafrost in Fairbanks area is called warm permafrost, and it's generally at temperatures just below freezing, so it might be somewhere between 28 and 31 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's not going to take a big change in soil temperatures to start that thawing process. And my guess is those areas that are going to be most vulnerable are those where the ground is frozen right close to the surface, or you've got ice lenses and things right up next to the surface, and those will be the first that really start showing those effects.
If people want more information about permafrost, leveling your house or building, where can they get more information?
Well, if I was looking seriously at building a house on permafrost, I would go to a soils drilling and analysis company. The nice thing about them is a lot of them have been in town for a while, and they've got core logs for your neighborhood. They may not have them for your particular site, but they may already have a pretty good idea of what's going on, and they can give you some pretty good advice based on that, what you should be doing and whether you would be a good candidate for soils drilling. Also, if you're just looking at information on permafrost construction, the UAF Cooperative Extension Service has several really good publications that show options for foundations and different types of permafrost construction and go into a little greater detail talking about it. There's some pretty good books on the UAF library on studies done on permafrost, and we've also got some good information on how-to books on building on permafrost and building adjustable post and pad foundations here at CCHRC. And for the adventurous, one sort of option that I wouldn't rule out is go out and see what other people are doing and drive around some places like Goldstream or Farmer's Loop in the low-lying areas and take a look at some of the foundation systems. And some systems actually are very well built, very well engineered, and can lend a lot of insight. There's been a lot of construction on permafrost in Fairbanks and just about as many different individual approaches to dealing with it.
Well, that's all for this week's edition of Alaska HomeWise. Don't forget, you can email us your questions at akhomewise@cchrc.org. We'll do our best to get them answered on the air. This has been Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
If you want to submit a question to Alaska HomeWise, email us at akhomewise@cchrc.org. We'll try and get your question answered on the air. For more information on HomeWise, including a schedule of upcoming shows, visit the UAF Cooperative Extension Service website at www.uaf.edu/ces or the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at cchrc.org. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.